Hello, my name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. Welcome to the Economic Week in Review. I'm going to do it through January 12th, 2007, the week preceding. I apologize for the long delay and no posts. I've had a lot of work. 84 hours the week preceding Christmas, up to and including Christmas Eve, and a whole bunch of other weeks like that. It's been crazy. But we're done, and I'm feeling good. The economy didn't do too bad while I was away either, so I'm happy to hear. The Economic Week in Review. We see consumer credit and retail sales jumping. This week's slate of economic reports brought mixed news, some good news, and some bad news. Consumer credit soared twice as much as expected in November, and retail sales were strong in December. Business inventories increased, and the U.S. trade gap narrowed slightly. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 1.6% to 1431, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 13 basis points to 4.77%. With the official start of the holiday shopping season, we saw a $12.3 billion increase in U.S. consumer credit in November. This is the largest monthly gain since August of 2006. Not that long ago, but the largest monthly gain nonetheless. Revolving credit, which includes debt such as credit cards, climbed 12.6%, the biggest jump in 5 months. Non-revolving credit rebounded from a drop-off in October and rose 3%, due largely to higher vehicle purchases. With the holiday shopping season, we do have retailers reporting a strong month in December, with retail sales increased 0.9%. The news, however, was tempered by a sharp downward revision of November's figure from 1% solid to up 0.6% in retail sales. December's gains were buoyed by jumps in purchases at gas stations, restaurants, and electronics and appliance outlets. Auto sales were weaker for the month, as sales excluding autos rose only 1%. Despite unseasonably warm weather through large parts of the country, building supply store sales slipped 1.1%. This is the fifth monthly consecutive decrease and the largest drop since September. Business inventories have been on the rise. Both manufacturers and wholesalers saw the stock on their shelves grow in November as business inventories increased 0.4% overall. Retailer inventories fell 0.3%, with motor vehicles and parts dealers' stock falling 1.3%, and clothing retailers' inventories growing 1.6%. Business sales overall increased 0.5% for the month, and inventory to sales ratio held steady at 1.3, meaning the inventory would take 1.3 months to fully extinguish themselves at the current rate of sales. The trade gap narrows. The U.S. trade deficit shrank 1% in November to $58.2 billion, counter to expectations for a slight increase. Overall, exports of goods and services rose $1.1 billion, while imports gained $0.5 billion. Lower crude oil prices contributed to the overall decrease, as well as a significant drop in goods imported from China. That accounts more than a third of the total trade deficit. Looking ahead, the next economic week, we're going to see December wholesale and consumer inflation figures released on Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday also, data on new residential construction for December will be released, and the Conference Board provides monthly reading on leading economic indicators. Look forward to continue reporting these reports for you. You can read more at jawspeak.com. Leave me a comment if you like, or you can go to vanguard.com and read lots more. That's where I compile a lot of the information for this source. In fact, everything for this week came from vanguard.com's Economic Week in Review. Sometimes I pull in other places like briefing.com. Sometimes I don't. I wish you a good week, and I would love to hear from your suggestions of where you like to gather your economic data and how you make your decisions investing with economics.